It is time for Cover Your Assets. Jim, of course, is somebody who joins us every week. He's got a wealth of experience, an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, and we welcome him in this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I've had better starts today.
Let's see. Today the cats chewed through some wires. Marshall wasn't exactly motivated last night, so he came in. We didn't have a radio station, essentially.
So I had the first hour and a half we had to spend finding out what was wrong.
So he was crawling around underneath
and then fixing it. So
because as everyone should realize by now, the good news
you're
about
okay now though, right?
Well, you're on the air.
Yes, right.
Good for you.
It was
okay.
Let's get going here.
Let's talk health. The Center for Disease Control here in the U.S. Basically stated that we should not take back 14 coronavirus-infected American citizens who were on board a Japanese luxury boat. And CDC said we shouldn't take them back. The State Department overruled that. And those people are now back in America, somewhere in a military base, California, wanting to be transferred maybe to Costa Mesa, California. Keep in mind that the President of the United States calls the shots, so he had the State Department overrule this. Number two, Trump is out there telling his people to say, hey, you know, it's not that bad, and so forth and so on, because he has been cited as saying he doesn't want to hurt his election chances. Now, this is the guy who is taking care of American citizens, right? Well, he's looking for his own self-interest to get reelected. On that point, it was a total stupidity when he called in from India to say, oh, gee, the stock market's fine. It was down 1,000 points. Now, in terms of the stock market, it's down because of the coronavirus, yes, but we were already heading into recession based on numbers that were clicking off. And more importantly, as I pointed out to you folks, this market has run from 2009 to 2020 very, very, very dramatically, okay? Thousands of points. There's a lot of profit in the market. It's becoming a little overvalued or maybe a lot overvalued. We suggested selling it. It was down 1,000 yesterday. It's going to rally a little today. I would say sell into it. I can only give you a generality. I don't know your risk assets. I don't know your risk tolerance. You've got to be the judge of that. But caution is fair warning. We also recently recommended before, because we saw our government basically crumbling inside, and I didn't know, I couldn't forecast a virus. But we said buy gold, and it closed at about $1,557 per ounce on, I think, the 11th of January. It's on our LinkedIn page. It got as high as 1674 yesterday. It's down 20 points today to 1654. If it retreats close to the 1600, if you haven't bought any, I'd buy some. And frankly, I'd buy more. Your investment in gold should be small versus your overall risk assets. It's not something you want to play with and try and trade unless you have a professional helping you. The bond market is in the government market is as all-time lows. The two-year government is yielding 125. We were buying the two-year at a 250 yield over the last year and a half for certain investors. The bond market, you stay away from. We do foresee that you're going to have some major problems in the corporate bond market, in bonds that are lesser rated, because what has happened is a lot of corporations have sold debt to buy back stock. Now, it's great on the initial impetus for stock prices. They go up, and it's good for a stockholder. But when you accumulate debt, and they're accumulating a lot of it, it's not very positive. So when it hits the fan and the economy goes off, sometimes it's tough to refinance the debt. And as things get worse in the economy, junk bond debt, BAA, A-rated stuff, the liquidity declines dramatically. So Caution is a byword. There was a report out today about a number of companies who are working, obviously, on some kind of virus therapeutic or preventive to handle this virus. Nobody is even close. Nobody's even close, according to the experts in this area. Maybe it's 5, 6, 8 weeks before they know if they have something. So if you hear, gee, things could get better and let me buy more or let me do this, forget about it, okay? Stay cautious on the market. And I think really we're going to have to start addressing in this country something that we've mentioned particularly on our Twitter feed. The President of the United States has problems, okay? He's got some neurological problems. It's not just his venting and his yelling and his screaming. You can see it physically. And we saw it yesterday in India. A fellow named Tom Joseph tweeted this out, and you can catch it on the Twitter. It's a video of Trump trying to sit down in India. His wife is with him, as is an Indian politician. And he kind of couldn't do it. He couldn't find his way. And as people have said about his other physical inabilities, he does have problems. So keep that in mind in terms of the marketplace. Keep it in mind going forward in terms of the election. Just keep it in the back of your mind. I myself sent out a Twitter when I saw this at about 1:30 last night to tell the Senate Republicans and the Senate Democrats, do not allow the President of the United States, our President, to embarrass himself on the national stage by basically being out of it. They got to come in and do something about this thing. All right, that's all I have on this topic.
That's right. Well, I wanted to bring up a few topics. I try to tell people we give. I once had years ago at a radio station, we had a stock market guy who did at the end of every newscast in the morning, one morning, and the major newscast in the afternoon, he would give a full rundown on the stock market. Okay, his name was Cappy Foster, great guy from Kingston, New York, but. When he decided to not do it anymore, the general manager of the station basically said, you know what, times are a-changing. People nowadays don't want to hear all the ins and outs because most people don't understand all the ins and outs. We're going to start just giving, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, this and that, those averages, and the ups and downs and the reports, just because it gets too confusing. And he was ahead of his time because it's true. People nowadays, like yesterday with the stock market when it went down 1,000 points, if people had read actually newspapers, you saw that there were several big members of big corporations who said, this is before the 1,000-point drop. The market's definitely going to head into a bear territory. The time is now.
But I just have to interject only because the huge difference. When was this? When was Cappy?
This is years ago.
Because one of the big things that we can thank Roger Ailes for is market TV, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you watch the thing. It's like a casino.
That's exactly right. And so people. So Jim, what I'm trying to say here is that. Most people, so anyways, there was people saying, oh, it's the markets because of the coronavirus. Oh, it's because Bernie Sanders winning 3 primaries. Oh, it's because of this and that. And what I'm saying is if people were really interested and read, they would have seen that a bear market has been expected to start for a while now. And just yet, like I said yesterday, I forget who it was, but a major company in the stock market said, you know, it's time. We're going to go into a market that's going to be very, very different. And, you know, all these people nowadays, because, and like Jill said, CNBC and all these, they think they understand the business of business, but the business of business is different. And explain this, Jim. The business of Wall Street is not something that you can, as an average, normal person, look at on a day-to-day basis and understand what's going on.
True. You're highlighting something that was the accelerant for the crash in 2008. It was indeed the real estate problems. But really, people went crazy that stocks are great and everything's fine and so forth and so on. Some of these financial news channels that are selling advertising space, and the more eyeballs they get, the more money they make. I'm not going to be overly critical, but they do take on a posture that works for the average person who likes to be positive on things. And unfortunately, if you got a chart for the last 100 years, you can see the tremendous declines that have occurred periodically. So it's not that you can't survive those declines, but you have to be aware of them. You have to pay attention to them. In terms of what you were saying, Marshall, about it's, the signs have been out there regarding an eventual decline of some size. Major, major fund people who trade their own money in funds, they're public-type people, have been bearish for the last several weeks, verbally bearish. There has been information out there. But I'll tell you right now, I have never seen the President of the United States becoming the Super Bowl as the stock market started improving and started to do better. This was the telltale sign that there's something wrong. When the politician uses the stock market to get your vote, you got problems. Now, one last thing on, not last thing, but one other thing. There has been a tremendous market created in what they call ETFs, where basically portfolio managers get people to come in and they have these baskets of indexes and stocks. The question is, and I'm still researching for a finite answer, when everybody who owns an ETF wants to get out of them, who's going to buy them? Because when everybody wants to sell, nobody's buying. Now, maybe the funds have the resources, the ETFs, to put some kind of floor under it. But if you've been willy-nilly buying ETFs thinking, hey, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, bread sometimes turns moldy. If you don't know what you own as an ETF, get yourself a prospectus and read up on it.
You know, it's just, it's one of those things, our economy and social media, when you add the two together and people send stuff back and forth, there's so much misinformation and disinformation out there that the common person that holds stock, that has stock vested through either with the companies they worked for or over the years they've hired somebody to manage their stocks, they just don't understand what affects the ebb and flow of the markets, and they don't understand how some people deep in the markets can move the markets like they want to make money and to make things look good. I mean, we've been looking at this for the past couple of years, past 2 or 3 years, where the stock market goes way high and all of a sudden drops way down and goes way up. And what people don't realize, there are people taking advantage of this that know the market. I mean, this is not something that's for the normal person. I mean, that's why you look for a good person to manage your money. Or am I wrong, Jim?
No, you're absolutely right. But I think the real key to success is, one, to know that you don't know, not being cute, and two, research the best you can in terms of what you want in terms of an investment. And three, that means quality. That means something that is going to be there day in and day out for the next 20 years. And it's not the latest hot fad. It's an investment. And you do need help, and you should get it. By the same token, you can maintain a certain amount of security for yourself by being diligent in what you're doing, in apportioning money to the risk side of your portfolio, to a degree that if things turn south for a while, well, you can weather the storm. Whereas if you are into high flyers and you're going with most of your risk assets, that is the wrong way to do it. You know, in the old expressions about bulls and bears and so forth, but the point is pigs normally lose money. So when you've seen this market go up hundreds of percent over 10, 15 years, you have to be circumspect and say, honestly, what is the truth here? What is the reality here? I can remember in 2000, I had a client who was trading in these internet stocks, very small. And I helped to a degree, and we got out of most of these things. And then one day came in and say, hey, you know, just give me a little more Cisco. I said, you're crazy. The stock was 111. It went to about 12, okay? Because that person was caught up in a euphoria of the market. It's like gambling. You know, when you gamble at a casino and you're playing craps or you're playing blackjack, and all of a sudden you've got this tremendous winning hand and you're going for it. As a prudent person, you put X amount of your winnings aside and look for the possible downturn. Nothing goes up forever, period.
And one other thing that I think needs to be mentioned is a lot of people who are in, you know, what they would consider conservative mutual funds don't necessarily know what those funds hold.
You are absolutely right. And I, frankly, you can do due diligence. You can get a prospectus that shows you what they own on a quarterly basis. Most importantly, you look at what they own. You look at what does the fund say in its prospectus that it's going to invest in. Okay, what does it say? What kind of risk tolerance? What percentage in X amount of industry? If the fund is concentrated in one industry, that's a speculation. If you understand that, fine. You know you're taking big risk. But if it's just a solid investment situation where they're looking to diversify, where they're keeping X amount in cash for a rainy day, where they're basically taking an investment approach, then you're going to be okay. But you have to pay attention. It's like your automobile. You buy a new automobile, and after 9 months or so, you know, it's time to give it a little check. Look at the oil. Look at the tires. Do this, that, the other thing. It's a common sense thing. It's a fact of life. There is risk in everything we do.
There certainly is. Well, looking at the stock market and looking at the numbers, you know, what most people don't realize is, and this is where we become desensitized to everything from news to sports to the stock market. When it fell the 1,000 points yesterday, that basically took all the gains for the year away in 12 hours. And what's probably going to happen today or tomorrow is you're going to get back half or three quarters or maybe all of those gains. We are in really extraordinarily excitable, changeable times. And I look at the stock market like I look at radio. I love to get great ratings, but when you look at the ratings bar, it's always nice to see a nice even flow up and down, a little even flow where you're always going up a little bit, not a lot all at once, because you never have that big drop-off. We look at it as long-term. You don't look at ratings in one rating book, which is 16 weeks. You take 3 or 4 years worth of those books and you put them together and you see where the station's going over the past and where it might go to the future. And I think normal people don't look at the stock market like that. You can't look at it on a day-to-day basis. You have to look at it like on the long range. If you're going to invest in the stock market, it's just like if you're going to invest in art, you better know what you're investing in and know that, you know what, that money's got to sit there for a while for it to do the most good.
It's a great analogy in terms of radio, great analogy, because it's right to the point. You should look for slow, steady growth. There's nothing wrong in having a given company that's a real grower in your portfolio, but it shouldn't make up the major part of your portfolio. And, you know, we're always tempted to have three scoops of ice cream. When you're investing, you got to stay with about a quarter, about three quarters to one scoop of ice cream. And that goes with the risk. Yes, if you know what you're doing, X amount of a portfolio should be in, shall we say, some risk assets. But that's not for the average guy. Yeah. That's not for, or a girl. That's not for somebody who isn't willing to put in the time. And the time is not just watching the ticker, oh, it's up or it's down. It's knowing what the company does and how it's doing and maintaining a track record on the company's earnings and management changes and things of that nature. This takes work. This takes work. I think people sometimes go into investing and they kind of put it in and say, oh, okay, it's going to work. No, it takes work day in and day out. Now, if you're a long-term investor and you buy good stuff, as Marshall said, you don't have to watch it every day or anything else, but you do have to look for the trends.
Yeah.
And if you look at the fact that the market from March of 09, when the low was, has soared to 2020, that's a long period of time. The economy came off a terrible period in 08. We got back, thank God, from a major depression, and we built and we built and we built. But right now, we put more risk in the overall economy. Our deficit, what the federal government owes, is climbing. It's soaring. We're going to have to sell more bonds. If we have a recession, as we are going to have, earnings are going to come down, meaning revenues that go to the tax man are going to come down, which will mean that the federal government will have to borrow even more money. So you cannot be complacent.
Well, Jim, I think it's been pretty interesting. I've been meaning to, because I don't know much about the stock market, but I just I see what goes on social media with people, and I just think people have to take a step back and understand that it doesn't only include President Trump. It includes what's going on in Europe. It includes what's going on in China. It includes the coronavirus. There's so many things now that can upset the apple cart that you just take a long-range view and hold your breath. I think your advice is absolutely right. And we're out of time.
Out of time? That's impossible.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I thought this is a two-hour show.
It sometimes seems that way.
All right. Let's watch the debates.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Take care,
Jim. We'll talk to you.
Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.